Ching chong ding dong, bing bing long long ding ding dong. Welcome to the ding to the ding ding podcast. This is like number four. Yeah, number four.
It's four.
And I just want to say thank you to the three listeners. To the three listeners from the last podcast. Shout out to those three.
Real MVP.
Wait, let me ask this. Wait, what were those listeners? Are they on YouTube?
No, it's on this platform called Anchor, right? Because it has to go through Anchor first, and then it can spread to Spotify and, like, other stuff first, right? But I just want to say thank you to those three people listening. Okay.
Definitely not us.
Yeah, feels bad. And today we have our usual guest, except for Ding Dong.
He is absent today for reasons.
Yeah, he AFK, but for a good reason. And And so I'm going to introduce to my right, we have Jameem.
Hello.
And then we have Josh.
Hey, what's poppin', Jimbo's?
Oh. And then we have Bigo, Wego, Shigo. I don't know which one.
Either's fine. Also, hello.
Oh. And then lastly, but not least, we have Billup or Philip. Or which one are you? Oof. Oh, shit.
Both is fine.
Okay, we have Philip. Yeah, we have a Philip. And today we want to try something interesting because, you know, our topics are kind of like weird and shit, but they're spontaneous. But we're going to try like a raffle style, kind of. Like, just put in like topics in a piece of paper, and then, you know, we like pull one out.
Mostly
and shit.
Transition from topic to topic, essentially.
That's true, yeah. And Bigo, can you be our guest and introduce our first topic?
So the question here is, what places would you guys like to visit, as in other countries, and why?
Oh.
Let's start off with Josh.
I would probably have to say a country.
It doesn't have to be country. It could be
I would say Alaska. Why the fuck Alaska? It's because I like kind of like the cold weather, but at the same time, it seemed kind of like the area kind of seems like pretty relaxed, like an area they could just kind of just go there and not worry about everything else and going in life. It feels like that. Maybe I might be completely wrong. Maybe I'm romanticizing the idea of going there, but yeah. So, Jameen.
For me, I want to go somewhere that's like kind of like maybe an island. Mm-hmm. I don't know what island. Or Hawaii? Like, I was thinking like somewhere like Sweden or Amsterdam. Because, you know, I don't know. I just feel like it's really nice there. And I know like they have a lot of mountains and all that stuff. It'd be nice to go.
Oh, yeah. Like some like European islands.
Yeah.
And feel like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Japan
too.
For like Greenland. Not Greenland, Iceland.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
I want to go to Greenland just to be a crazy bastard.
Greenland is a frozen lake.
I know. Yeah.
That is very fun.
Because those 27 people out there, you keep doing your best.
Feels bad.
I'm going to move there, so it's going to be 29, because Jasmine's going to come with me.
She's like, oh, that's cool.
Jasmine's like,
wait, what are you guys talking about?
Greenland.
What about it?
You said island?
It's kind of an island. It's an old place. Basically, I forgot what country wanted to fuck over another country.
Yeah.
So they're like, just take that one. It's called Greenland. And that one's Iceland. Iceland is the one that's green. Greenland is the one that's ice.
Yeah.
So they fucking did the switcheroo.
Yeah,
yeah, sure, we'll take Greenland. You take Iceland.
Yeah, they did the old switcheroo. Yeah.
I think we learned about this actually recently.
I learned about it, but it's been a long time.
What place would you like to go to?
The thing is, like, okay, I know I'm gonna get shit from this. I'm not the biggest fan of traveling. I'd rather just stay home and shit, whatever. But if I have to go to one place, I think Korea. I think,
really?
Yeah.
Which one?
That's a hard choice. Huh? South Korea,
by our Lord and Savior Kim Jong Un, or just South Korea, plain old South.
Yeah,
Korea.
I'll just go to South Korea. But the thing is, like, I don't want to be racist or some shit. But I mean, it's like kind of true though. Like, there's a stigma there's like a connotation where like Korean people are very judgmental. Mm-hmm. Like there's a reason why Korea is one of the most like highest suicide rate in the
there. One of our friends, Lily, where did she travel to? Was it China?
China. China.
Yeah, China.
And she didn't she say like there was like a lot of like rude, not rude, but like,
hell yeah.
Like it was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she there was like a lot of like rude or judgmental people.
That, yeah,
like,
because rude. Dude, they're the Chinamans, dude. They don't give a fuck about you, dude.
Probably that's the thing though too. Like there's our difference in culture.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the fact is, you know, they did something that they didn't like. It might be something like that too.
It's because in Asian, it's like Asian tradition. You have to be like rude, I guess. Not rude, but like you have to be very effective. You know, like cut the bullshit. Like all like nice and stuff like that. You gotta be the most like efficient possible. Like you know,
yeah. I should never go there.
Yeah, like in China, dude. There's some guy. I know some guy. Like he was picking his nose or whatever, and he got his booger and he fed it to a cat. They waste nothing there, dude. They waste nothing there.
No, yeah. Like, in the way that other countries know that someone that's going there is American,
uh-huh.
It's by the fuck that the fact that they smile.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They call that the American smile because they say that, you know, when someone smiles at you, mm-hmm. they want something.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
The fact in here in the United States, you know, we smile regardless. We try because that's what we're told, you know, customer service.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Be as polite as possible.
Oh, and I kind of want to ask this. Sorry, Phil, for, like, taking a turn. But that's okay. You're happily eating. Well, like, okay. Because I never been to Mexico, right? I was just wondering, like,
same.
Is the people... Oh, sorry. But, like, I was just wondering, like, if I... Let's say I go to Mexico right now. And will I ever be in a position where I get hella scammed or hella shysted by
yeah.
the people?
Okay, first, they're going to call you Chino. Regardless of whatever you're from, they're going to call
that's
you
fine.
Like you're Chinese. Second,
yeah.
you will get scammed. I've gotten scammed.
They scam your own people.
They scam
yeah.
they scam each other, all right?
Oh,
they, okay. they don't care who it is.
You gotta act like you know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
So like if you fucking own it, they won't basically scam you. And most
uh-huh.
times when it comes to like little mom and pop shops,
yeah.
you can haggle things.
Uh huh.
But there's gonna be like stores like every corner.
But I kind of want to ask you this: like, how many people do you think will scam you? Like, okay, when you're gonna get scammed, is it by like one person, two people, three people?
It depends where you're at.
Usually they'll try to sweet talk you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because you know, in some Asian countries, there's gonna be sometimes. Whole village will try to scam you, dude. That shit is like it's like a, almost like a mob mentality where we're all gonna gang up on this one like guy from the from America, you know.
That's probably that has to do with in group, basically
mm-hmm.
in group versus out group. Like it's like us versus them.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Mexico, I think it's more like individuals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Personally, I never got scammed. Cause I usually let them handle all the,
yeah.
the stuff. Cause I don't really speak Spanish.
Uh-huh.
I would say though, like I don't know if they're. I mean, yeah, they're judgmental even to us.
Uh-huh.
Cause, you know, we're Mexican, but we're here. We're born here.
Oh yeah.
But I don't think they're as bad as Asians. Like not like trying to.
Yeah. No. Don't worry.
Shade,
yeah. Don't worry. Like Asian people.
Are like how Josh told you that they'll call you Chinito either way.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
it's not like to offend you.
Yeah. I mean, like, if an Asian person get called Chinito and they cry about that shit, dude, you're a fucking pussy, dude.
Like, I had to explain to my parents that Kenneth wasn't, like, Chino.
They're like, same thing.
Yeah.
That's how I had to explain to my mom. She's
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, Kenneth. And she's like, who? I'm like, the Chinito.
Chino.
She's
yeah.
like, oh!
I was like, the one that wears glasses. And they're like,
yeah.
she's
which
like,
one?
Which one? I'm like...
I don't want to say it.
It's like at work when you're just not like you're like oh yeah the guy with the like the back. It's like and then they look at me and they're like is he black? I'm like yes he's black.
That's fine though. I mean
no,
I embrace
but,
it.
No, but I'm saying that sometimes they won't do it to offend you.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's like when people are like oh you know like when the entire thing like Hispanics versus Latinos is like dude. It's, regardless.
Yeah.
We don't have the same blood. We're just born here, they're born over there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. What about you, Buffalop?
Buffalop?
What country would you like to go to?
Either Ireland or Scotland.
Why?
The booze.
Oh.
How did I know he was gonna say that?
It's not just that. I find the environment really nice. You know, like, Ireland's very green. And another thing that very interests me a lot is their, like, native language, which is Gaelic. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, completely different to anything, like, to English or whatever.
Yeah.
Isn't it difficult to, like, learn, even, like, within each other?
Yeah. It's very...
Like they, I think, like, the fact is, I think I've seen, like, a documentary. I forgot with who, but there was, like, something. I might be wrong. I might be completely, like, it might be a different country. Mm-hmm. But I think it was specifically Ireland. And they have a problem where a lot of people are forgetting that language.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's just them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they speak it anywhere else.
Yeah.
Welsh is pretty interesting, too, but that one's, that's something else.
Yeah, that's true. When it comes to languages, I try to learn, like, the languages with the most, like, universal.
The most use?
Yeah, like, English, Chinese, German. You know, something, yeah, like that. Oh, Vigo, you want to move on to the next
rap? Oh, I was going to say my place that I wanted to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
It's the same answer as always. It is Japan because of those love hotels and stuff like that. Because they don't care. Like, they'll put it's like sex over there is like a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like a real good thing, and that is why I would like to go to Japan.
But the question is, I know they have a lot of those, but specifically for straight people.
I'm like, don't worry.
Yeah, because I don't. They're not as taller as they are here.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't really
think that they're more progressive like that.
They're not, and they're very inclusive. Like foreigners are a completely different thing.
Unless you live there
for your whole life and you know the culture, you're just a foreigner to them.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, they're very old. I don't know about now. I think they're more tolerant now, especially the new generations.
Yeah.
But they're very. They were very xenophobic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I'm telling you, it's Asians, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No,
Asians?
I'm saying. Compared to other Asian cultures, I think they're not as. Well, I mean, maybe now.
Yeah.
Because as long as you learn the culture, you know, like, the mannerism and all that, you should be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you respect the culture, like, with anything, you should be okay.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
But
and for the love hotel thingy, actually, everywhere else is it's just America where that's a little bit of, like, kind of gray area, you know? Like, even when it comes to, like, prostitution and even porn. Because if you think about it, porn and prostitution are almost very similar. It's just that one of them is being recorded.
Yeah.
If you think about it, you know? If you think about it in that way. So, I don't know.
And then sex isn't really an open thing over there either.
Yeah, it's really...
It's like a hush-hush kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, it's there.
Better
like,
for me.
It's not something you talk about.
Yeah,
you know?
It's subtle. Like, not subtle.
Like, it's like the way we talk, like, oh, yeah, like, all this cool shit.
Like, I beat my meat earlier. Like, no, they're going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Yeah.
They'll look at you like, dude, you shouldn't be talking about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even when you're with the boys will be like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop in Japan.
But I hope that doesn't scare you.
No, I mean, I'm still going. I'm just saying, like it's a big cultural difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I stay in the United States. That's what I'm like.
Yeah, that's true.
The hot springs, though. I would visit those.
Yeah, I would visit those, too.
Hot springs are pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, I think there's, like, a hot spring, like, where I went. I forgot what the fuck. I forgot where, like, fucking in, I think in Bishop, like in Bishop, there's, like, a couple of hot springs. They used to allow people there, but, like, 15 people died.
Whoa. Because,
like, of the fucking, like, it were rising heat, like.
No, yeah, but the thing is that I'm talking about, like, the ones in Japan.
Yeah, I think,
like they have, like, a lot of, the fancy places are the natural ones, but they have, like, regular, public baths, but, like, the ones that I think are the nice ones are, like, the natural hot springs.
Yeah, those natural ones are pretty
cool. I want to go into a public bath. Like the best.
At the same time, you don't.
At the same time, I don't, because I know it's gonna be old man shimmy a lot of places.
Friend, be honest. Let's say if all of us go to Hawaii, right? And we go to in Hawaii, there's this one resort place where you gotta take a shower. You basically bathe in public, right?
Okay.
And it's just like it's like a bunch of people, you know, like 20 or 30 people, you just shower in public.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I wouldn't mind because I did that in swim.
Oh, you did that in swim?
Yeah.
And
but like it's in the ocean though, like in the, not in the ocean, but like you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, just, you gotta keep
open water.
And wrestling, we would have to put on like special shampoo to keep like the ringworm away.
The ringworm, yeah.
Some guys would just bathe naked.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah.
Like we could keep our I would keep my underwear covered.
Really?
Yeah.
At first I would keep the Speedo on, but then I started ruining the Speedo like with the conditioner.
Well, I mean, because I just wore my real underwear. Me and plus I was like a freshman, so it was kind of like. Oof. Yeah, I'm the little schmeat here.
I'm just like, my idea was like everyone, like penis is cold right after the fucking swimming.
Yeah,
everyone's gonna have a small dick.
No, but I mean this is we weren't even in the you water. Sure
about that? No, for me.
Yeah, I know. So like me, I would just keep my eyes up and be like, hey, guys.
Dude, how would you think? Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
How would you think I feel? Like Asians already have small dicks enough.
You gotta own it.
It's gonna like shrivel up.
I mean, okay. First of all, if some guys pay attention to your schmeat, you're gonna be like, bro,
that's concerning enough.
Yeah. What are you doing? You
know? Yeah, I'll be like, take a picture. It'll last longer. Yeah. Yeah.
Second, own that shit.
Yeah, I do. I own that shit.
They look at your dick, you're like, and? You're gonna suck it?
Yeah.
I mean, I probably shouldn't say that.
No, you gotta say that to them. Like that.
Because then what if they agreed? They're like, yeah.
Oh, shit. Like,
unless you're a woman, you can't. So shut up.
Yeah, that's true.
So my only concern with that public bathing thing is that not about like my size or anything. But like I'm a hairy guy, so
especially me.
Just go on, little touch up, it's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
I've let myself go.
No, but I'm saying trust me. Like I have a lot of hair on my body.
You just like trim first and then go razor. That's if you're really trying to like.
Wait, are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah. You gotta trim first, you know. Like, you know, like, I'm down there, you know.
No, that's not a problem. I'm talking about, like, my legs and everything.
Yeah, I've heard that. Just use wax.
That shit's gonna hurt. No, that's just
I'm telling you.
I'm not waxing.
Either that, that or get those creams that you put on your leg. And it removes the hair. Like, painless.
I don't know.
Or do wax.
It's not, we're not on the same level of hair.
I'm saying,
there's creams that literally get rid of your hair. There's people that put it on their head and they balded because of that. Well, it comes back, but it got rid of their hair. Like,
and it just comes off. As
so you can like literally put it, and you'll have like a bunch of hair in your hand.
Yeah, like for me, I'm I like to be very clean with my body and shit like that. And it's gonna be so awkward because like not awkward. Like I don't give a fuck about being naked in that kind of scenario. But, you know, there's some crevices I gotta clean. Yeah. Especially, like, my asshole.
I know what you mean.
I'm gonna credit card that shit, you know? And the thing is, like, I don't care, like, that I'm doing it in public. I'm gonna feel bad for the guy next to
you.
Me. Yeah.
I mean, you have to do that.
Yeah,
I know. It has to be clean.
Yeah, because I like I said.
Most
like,
of your peeing.
Yeah, I like to be, like, very clean with my body.
You have to clean it.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, a little cheesy, you know. Then at the end of the month, I get a chisel and just, you know, take it out.
Public announcement from again. All right, guys. I said this last time and I'll say it again.
God.
Clean yourself. All right.
Please.
Shower.
We don't want no French H cheese down there.
Oh. If not, I'm going to have to bring a chisel to your house and help you out.
Nobody wants to see that shit.
Yeah.
No cost you money.
Oh.
I ain't doing that shit for free.
Oh shit. Yeah. Should we go to the next one?
The next question is if you can right any wrong, what would it be?
Oh shit.
Right any wrong?
Oh my god.
Like basically make up anything that you've done bad. Basically to fix it.
Well, I wrote this question and what I meant is not really individually, but like a wrong that's happening currently that you would like to fix.
Oh, in general?
Yes.
Oh, I already got one.
It could be individually, though.
I'm going to be, like, roasted for this, but the LGBT community.
Oh, man.
Y'all need to stop with your fucking... Put it in everything.
Mm-hmm.
We have enough representation as it is. Y'all want to put gays in every single thing.
Yeah.
You're telling
leave
me?
Kratos alone.
Oh, God.
Well, my boy Kratos.
Wait, is that true?
I think that's a joke. I think the joke.
Leave Woody alone.
Oh my god. Oh
leave Woody alone.
It's a kids movie. Sorry. Of all things. Yeah. It's a fucking kids movie. Why the fuck does this have to do with
it? How is he bisexual? He's a toy.
No. Yeah, and like the worst thing is, does it even bring anything to the fucking story?
That's what I was gonna say. It's in general you shouldn't be forcing anything. Like, let's say you're making a game or a movie or a story. If you're gonna add a gay character, do it right. Yeah, add them, but don't make their homosexuality like their focus point.
That shouldn't be what they're about.
Yeah, they should have their own personality. Don't add them just because they're gay.
What if their character is very flamboyant?
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's flamboyant.
But that's not their characteristic. It's not gay.
Yeah, okay.
If that's how they are, that's how they are.
Like, I feel like that's kind of sad. That some people like identify themselves like, oh, like that's their main attraction. Yeah. Like, it's not like, hey guys, I'm straight.
So you don't see the straight people doing that. Why y'all gotta do that?
I mean, some people might have mixed feelings about that. I'm not a like.
It's just been annoying me for the past couple years that it's been increasingly getting worse and worse with that.
Well, that's the reason why we have the show of Steven Universe.
I mean, that's still a great show.
That's the thing I'm saying. I'm saying, like, it kind of, like, it. There's good and bad to it.
But
the thing about it is, like, I feel like that show kind of, like, does make the character, its character, you know, like, this personality, then it's like, okay, then, you know, they're gay. But then it's like, oh, yeah, that you know fucking, Woody is pansexual.
Damn,
it's
like, dude.
What the fuck?
Or, like, it's been three movies.
It's been three movies and that nigga's fucking
pansexual. I kind of want to like add on to that. It's kind of like the discussion that we talked about a little bit before the podcast. It's like your self-worth, you know, your self-worth and your like I said along last podcast, your selling point, you know. Like, or anyone who's like gay or lesbian or whatever like that, it shouldn't encompass their entire self-worth.
That should just be something that's...
It shouldn't encompass the entire thing.
It shouldn't be their character. It should be a part of their character.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It should just be like a blend, like, or something like that.
Because it's not like people were looking for people who are gay. We're looking for someone who is gay, but they're looking for a sweet person.
Yeah, but they have...
just the person that they're
exactly.
into.
Or even a gay, evil gay person that is pretty cool, but, you know, they're evil, but the whole happens to be gay.
Yeah,
Exactly.
I don't know, dude. It's like one of those like kind of like topics or like of the self-worth.
Oh, don't like roast me, by the way. I am gay.
Yeah.
When it comes to the topic about self-worth and self, like, it's so important. Like, it impacts you so much. I don't know. But, yeah. I don't know.
So that was yours, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm hoping Persona Royal has at least one gay character in it. I'm not sure if there already is one in there, and I just didn't know.
There's
none. Damn it.
Like I said, it's from Japan. You really think they're just gonna add some?
I'm just like, come on, let me be with Ryuji or Yusuke.
I'm just surprised that Skyrim had like.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Yeah.
And my dad one time, he's like, hey, does Skyrim? I was like, what? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Skyrim. I was surprised because he's like, are you interested in me? And it was a guy, I'm just like, wait, what the fuck?
I was like,
you were like,
I could go through this? I'm like, I gotta get rewarded.
See, like, it's an option. It's not like they're forcing it on your head.
Yeah, but I
want to say that Mass Effect did that. The original trilogy.
Really?
No, that makes sense. No, I don't think because the first one, well, that one's pretty old. I don't think they added that. I want to say it was like the third one.
Oh.
Second or third. But I'm saying the way they. If my memory's not that good because, like, you know, I don't check that out. But if they did that, I think they make it work, you know. The newest one, the Andromeda one, that one was just a flop. That was just like...
I didn't even know about that.
No, yeah. Andromeda is just, what's the word?
It's just bad.
It's just,
Cash grab?
Not cash grab. Like, they're appealing to the mainstream audience.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say they're appealing to the male fantasy.
You're like, not that mean.
It appeals to the male fantasy, and I love the one where it's like just their heads are bathtubs and they're just person gets in and then another person gets in. Oh my goodness. Bathtub of a head. I'm just like,
oh shit. Yes. Or there's ones like, I just want to be held.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, what would you, passing it to Philip?
What would I write? It's a hard one.
If you can't think of anything, you could just pass it, and then we'll come back to you.
I got one. I'd feed the Oompa Loompas from Willy Wonka. Oh. Okay.
You write that wrong?
All right, look. Let's look at it like this. The Oompa Loompas were taken from their native country.
Oh, that's why they explained that in the second one.
Yeah. Oh. They were taken from their native goddamn country to work for this goddamn crazy person that wants to make them make chocolate for him.
Are they getting paid?
No, they ain't getting paid.
Oh shit! Oh,
they just live. God. They live there. He specifically says that they make the
special chocolate. Yeah, because there was like a type of like a big almond, and where they live, and they harvest that for their special chocolate.
Yeah, basically they make the stuff for him. And they live there.
Are you
in safety?
Are you saying they're secretly supporting slavery?
Yes.
Maybe.
That's Willy Wonker.
These are just theories.
Willy Wonker is basically a plantation owner. I'm saying it right now. Willy Wonker, I'm after you.
Oh my God. Willy Wonker?
Your goddamn sweets ain't gonna tempt me no more.
Yeah. Damn. That's some, like, film theory shit.
I got pretty deep, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Jasmine?
You wrote the question. I feel like you had something in mind.
To be honest, I'm gonna be more serious.
Go ahead.
Pedophilia.
Big time. Yes.
Oh, that's also a big thing in the... Sorry to put you guys in the spotlight again. The LGBT community.
Yeah, when I heard about that they were doing that, it really like disappointed
me. I was wondering if that was a joke.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
I found out
that was a joke.
Uh-huh. I still feel like there's still supporters out there, regardless.
There probably is. Honestly, it's like how
that's the thing that concerned me about the community. I was just like, wait a minute.
It's like the idea for feminism. Uh-huh. There is the feminists that actually do
that. You just want equality, everyone.
And there's ones that just want to bring men down and just
the extremists. Yeah.
Basically, how we gamers we gotta rise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like actually, kidding.
Like. It's like that, basically. There's probably a couple of people that are in the LGBT community that do, like, want pedophilia to be a part of them, and which I would be not in... If I was part of that community, I would be like, no, I'm dipping the fuck out of there. I'm going to make another one, and I'm just going to take my left.
How many years ago was it?
Damn.
It was like
last year.
Last year.
I was like, what's that something? I'm like, my LGBT community.
Peace.
That's like a reaction from a same person saying like, yeah, I don't want to be a part of that.
Oh, I was lucky in the end game. I just grabbed the Tesseract and ran away.
But, Jermaine, like, don't get me started too, because I am I hate pedophilia with the fucking like burning fire. Because it shocked me even when I was a little age. Mm-hmm. Because, okay, there's a Pokemon, right? It's called Hypno, and it hypnotizes little kids, right?
Is that where, like, it first connected with you?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That type of stuff?
Yeah, and there's, like, creepy, you know what a creepypasta is, right?
Yeah.
And there's a creepypasta out there where that Pokemon who hypnotizes little kids, they do, like, pedophile shit, or, like, even darker shit, like, eat them or whatever like that. And that just, like out of all the things that creeped me out, that scarred me so much. Like, I even have goosebumps right now. Like, I hate it with a burning passion. And it's kind of...
That's where your hatred for it started.
Yeah, and it doesn't even help, too, because a little bit in high school, like, sophomore year-ish, I got stalked by, like, I'm pretty sure it's a guy, because... someone was trying like catfishing me, right?
I remember.
Oh. Yeah, it was a girl, and it's kind of obvious. Like, even if it's a girl, even if it's a guy or whatever, like, it's kind of like stalking. I know, like, that's a little bit different than pedophilia, but like, it's still, like, it has that similar like vibe, you know?
It's just the fact that it's unwanted.
Yeah,
you feel like basically, you just don't want that.
Yeah.
Imagine for a kid, probably it's someone that they know personally. That's usually the thing that happens. But, and yeah, they can't do anything is. About it.
Yeah.
The fact is,
see that?
They're powerless to do anything.
Yeah.
See, where it hit me a lot, that type of stuff, is in Grindr. This was back when I was like 16. Because I was younger back then.
Uh-huh.
And then on Grindr, there was a lot of like older men. And then as soon as I would tell them my age, they wouldn't care.
Damn.
And then I was just like,
that's pretty concerning.
That concerned me a lot because there was a lot of them.
That's not why you believe like the LGBT thing?
No, that's where like my fall into the scent of leaving started.
No, but I'm saying, is that why it concerned you? Because all those gay men, like, they didn't give a shit even.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just like, that's a little concerning for you. I'm pretty sure this is prominent with just straight people too, but.
Yeah.
Because, y'all show it.
Because that happened to me, remember? In my freshman year of college, I was still 17.
You explained this to
us.
Yeah.
And then I would get hit on by this gay guy, and he was very persistent with it. And I straight up told him, like, look, like, I'm not in the age of, like, that. Like, I don't have...
You're still
underage. Yeah, I'm not an
adult.
And
you're not gay either.
And then he wouldn't, like... Yeah, and I wasn't even gay either, but he was very persistent. He was like, you know, I don't give a fuck, you know? And I'm like, huh, this is kind of... I don't know what to do, you know? Like,
and also with the situation of your brother.
Oh,
the thing
yeah.
that happened to him.
Like, what?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Remember, like, he was walking... He was just
they
walking
asked
the
him, like, if they knew a place where, like, people hook up.
Like,
and basically, they asked him to go to that place, and he's like, nah, I'm not into that.
He's like, I'm not gay. And then he said he was underage, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were just like, I'll pay you.
Yeah.
Yeah, some guy, he drove up to, you know, my brother, and he told me, it's because they were running.
They were jogging.
How, yeah.
It wasn't the time, when they didn't have the membership, so they couldn't go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So he would run a lot, and he told me that there's this guy, I don't know if he was old or not, he just said it was a guy. And then he drove up next to him, and he was basically asking him, oh, do you know a place where you could basically hook up? Kind of like, I guess...
A bathhouse.
Something like that.
I know exactly what that place is.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then he was basically saying, no, I don't know a place like that. And he was saying, well, I could give you money if you want to come with me. Like, and I mean, it just shows that it can't always happen to girls, too. It can happen to guys, too.
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary because, you know, a lot of guys...
That scared you, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did scare me.
Especially, did he say the area it was in?
Yeah, it was pretty close to where we live.
That's concerning.
Oh,
the thing about it,
so
too,
there's a
like,
bathhouse near where you live. Oh,
probably.
But, like, the thing that it reminds me, I forgot, I think it was probably in San Francisco, it's pretty sad. It was a guy that was gay, and he basically got, he was at a bar after school. It was in college, and two guys pick him up. They're like, oh, let's go fool around. And basically, they take him up to a farm, and they tie him up to a fence, and they start beating him up.
Oh,
they
shit.
Left his body.
Oh, I heard about this.
They basically left his body there to
I
die.
Remember.
Like, he died one of... Basically,
the
he
injuries.
Got beat up. He got beat up, and the fact that it was so cold, like, you know, he just died. Like...
You said it was San Francisco?
I think it was San
Francisco. I remember
I've heard the exact same story,
yeah.
But it was somewhere in the Midwest.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Like, I'm probably this is a different spot, but
and
no, I was like,
it
damn.
Was really...
And you know what's crazy?
San Francisco is like I shouldn't say cesspool.
Oh, my God.
It's like, it's a place where, like, gays...
No, but it might actually
really
be a cesspool, because I heard, like, there's, like, shit and needles.
Okay,
everywhere.
Well, maybe in yes.
Mm.
Yeah, like, in a literal sense,
it is
it
a
is
cesspool.
Cool.
But
wow.
Not the people. Maybe you three people that are listening to us from San Francisco, please don't leave us.
We love you.
Yeah.
We love you, please. No, but that's usually a problem. That's, like, a place where, like, it's known where there's a lot of gay people there.
Yeah.
So that's very concerning, again.
Because there's the story that I learned from my... Because I took a class, it's called, like, Ethnics and Women's Studies. And there that we talk a lot about, like, the LGBT, community and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a real-life story where it took place in the Midwest, right? And it's a small little, like, town where, you know, there's a good amount of gay people there. But they're very, like, oppressed, like... People would, like, shut them down and stuff like that. And there would be, like, newcomers, like, of gay people. Like, they didn't know where to live. So they would go to that little town because they know that a good amount of gay people are there, right? And then there's one time where these people, they beat up one of the newcomers, right? And he ended up dying, too. And there was a big outroar. And they were like...
It probably has to do with that.
Yeah.
It's probably that.
And then people ask, like... they're like, why do they do that, you know? And it turns out, you know what it was? It was because of religion.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was because in that little small town, there's this, like, I don't know, priest, like some preacher, right, of religion or whatever. He kept on telling people, like, oh, you know, like, gay people, like, it's like, it's wrong. Like, it's wrong or a sin or whatever like that. And it just kind of, like, brainwashed the entire town because it's a small community. Yeah, it's a small community. You know? I know. Yeah. I know how and that is. That's what they, like, came down and deducted.
Because you know? In my household, it was kind of, like, a thing to, like, hate gay people. Oh, say wow. A faggot word. I yeah. Didn't say it. Uh-huh. Because, like, it was really prominent with my brothers.
Yeah.
Like, they would say that word a lot and then, like, basically say gay in, like, a hateful way.
Yeah.
Back then. If my brothers end up fighting this, you're fine. I don't hate you. Yeah. It's just, I know it was a thing back when I was younger.
And they were young, too.
Yeah. They were young as well.
Same thing with me. Like, it would be like
it was really bad. But I grew up thinking that, like, what I am was terrible the whole time. Yeah. I was just like, oi. Like, I'm like, they're using that in a hateful way, and it's what I am.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's like in middle school. That's like that would be like the worst thing to be called, like gay or faggot.
Yeah,
like,
that's
right. Yeah, and you'd get really defensive. Yeah, you like, no.
No, I'm
like,
gay. No,
I love coochie. Yeah. I like coochie. Please accept
me. I would really say that. Uh-huh. They're like, come on, guys. I like pussy too.
Yeah, you grab the uvula. You grab you grab the clitoris maximus.
I'm just like, they're like, how do you do it? I'm like,
okay.
Okay. But. Yeah, that was my childhood growing up, thinking that I was bad the whole time.
It took me a bit to convince my parents to not see it like that, because they literally come from a time where being gay was actually a mental illness.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. They grew up. My parents literally grew up around that time.
Yeah.
I actually watched a movie like that. I told you about it.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a recent movie. It came out in 2018. And it's on Netflix too.
What's it called?
It's called The Miseducation of
You know another miseducation? Us gamers, we're gonna get told on addiction to gaming.
Oh yeah,
isn't that gamers
rise?
Oh,
I'll get that fat check.
Get that fat. You know, oh,
I'll look it up.
So technically, if I have a mental illness, I'll be able to get this ability.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. Gamers, stay down. We're gonna get paid for more games, guys.
Yeah, my parents are very similar to yours. My parents account like that. They told me, like, you don't see, like, two male animals, like, fucking.
Actually.
But I was like, wait, but dogs do that, though.
Dogs
like,
do that.
And they're like, wait.
Yeah.
Horses, they change it up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Some animals do.
I mean, people do that, too. They end up changing what they are.
Look at the goddamn Greeks.
Look at, wait.
That's true. Ooh.
And the Romans, they're like, we want to do that, too.
Yeah.
The Romans.
Wait, okay.
We'll take that.
What? Okay, since we're, like, overlapping a little bit of, like, the pedophilia and that.
I know. Bled in.
I don't mind. But the thing is, like, do you guys know that back in the days, like, there'll be maids, right, who, like, jerk off the little kids? Okay, this sounds so wrong,
yeah,
right?
Before they go to sleep?
Yeah, like, before they go to sleep, yeah.
I heard
and I'm that. Like, what the
That's
fuck
weird.
Is this?
What?
Yeah.
I know.
No, I'm scared to go to sleep now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Not even, no joke, like, I'm gonna be like...
Oh, hang on.
That just reminds me of Persona. Because of the
teacher. Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, she doesn't do that.
I know she doesn't, but...
She just does, like, the laundry, or makes coffee, or...
Or, like, massages you.
Okay. I never got that far.
I finished hers.
Oof. That just sucks.
But I remember... I don't know how recent it is, but... I know that this couple got caught for, like, they were running a daycare, and the children were, like, toddlers. Some were still in diapers, and they were doing stuff like that with them.
Oh my God.
Even to the point where, like, they'll do orgies with them, too.
Oh, hell no.
The only way they found out was because the kids were getting rashes down there.
Oh, and they were just like, why are you, like, what's wrong?
And they were, like, very irritated down there. And, yeah, I don't know. I watched, I think, a documentary. It was on Netflix, too.
It was on there.
Yeah, and it really, like...
It screwed with you.
Yeah.
That shit makes me pissed.
Before, like, if we're going to the next topic before, like, I kind of want to tell this, Jimmy. Okay, like, I know, like pedophilia, like I hate it as much as you do, but this might sound fucked up, but don't you think it's a little bit hard to avoid that, like to eliminate that? Because we're in the porn industry, right? There's literally a category called teen.
Yes.
And not only that, there's a fetish called age play. Like,
I feel like it's something that'll never go away, but at the same time, it can be.
Age play is between two consenting adults.
Yeah,
but it's still
weird.
Kind of,
it's weird.
Yeah,
it's iffy depending on the
gray area.
It's just gonna be weird. Like, yeah. And regardless, it's two consenting adults, but it's weird.
Yeah.
The teen part, it is a problem though. Because it's literally like, it's like the joke that Disney hires people that are older to look younger, and you know, same thing with the porn industry.
And you know what's really fucked up too? Like let's say you're like not a kid, but like let's say you're in your teens, right? And then you click on and you're, you know, just they're stroking their chicken and shit like that. Mm-hmm. They click on the category teens, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously these porn stars aren't teens.
Yeah.
They're like, over 18.
Yeah. But they don't know that though. They don't have that critical thinking.
That's true.
Right?
And then they're
gonna be like, every teenage girl wants like a dick in their mouth or some shit like that, you know? That's kind of like a little bit messed up, you know.
Probably,
if you kind of think about it.
I would probably say it's more like it's all right for older people to be with, you know, younger people.
Yeah.
I would probably say that's what they would most likely take out of it.
Uh huh. But who knows, dude?
It's like,
that's why, man. Like foot fetishes. Like, hey, I'm cool with that, you know.
With the whole topic about like the, like not pedophilia, but like stuff leaning that way. I would also say like an anime, the whole lolly shit.
Oh, that's
concerning to me too.
Oh my god, that's
Just
like,
my god.
We love making like
If you guys don't know, like lolly, basically it's like girls that look underage, but they're actually older.
Really
old.
Yeah.
There's
like the dragon one, right?
Yeah.
She has that purple hair. She's like thousands of years old.
Yeah, there
she
was
looks
big,
like a kid.
There was big controversy with it. But the thing is that like in Reddit, they banned that. I'm glad they did that.
That's like the same thing with incel. Incels got banned too. All the hateful speech against women. It's on, like, I'm surprised it didn't get banned sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and fun fact, you guys, some hentai websites, they also banned that too.
Yeah,
that's good.
I'm glad
they banned that.
Hentai heaven.
They did do that. I remember they're like, sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Lolis, I'm gonna gone.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Specifically, hentai heaven is
that
a site?
Yeah,
hentai heaven. Back?
Oh,
yeah, it's back. My buddy was so happy. He's like, it's back.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean? He's like, it's back. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, and he fucking shows the tweet that they were showed. He's like, they're back. I'm like, oh my god, you would fucking be so excited for that shit.
I don't really use that one, but I saw that and I was like,
I just heard of it. I don't really use that anymore.
You guys cannot see us, but me and Billup, we're like giving each other thumbs up because, you know, we're happy for the people.
We're happy for our friends.
Y'all want to hear this striking question?
Wait, before we go to the next topic, the movie is called The Miseducation of Cameron Post. Post.
Cameron?
Is she he or she?
It's a she.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it like her story?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a true story, but
documentaries are not always supposed to be true.
No, it's not a documentary.
They use like different names and stuff like that.
No, documentaries are not supposed to be factual.
Oh.
They're supposed
to
be.
I'm like, Shane, I'm watching.
They're not supposed to be 100% factual.
Yeah, they could be.
It's just examples?
Yeah, no, it's just supposed to be entertaining. That's it.
Mm.
It's supposed to captivate someone and entertain someone. Mm-hmm. That's all the guidelines for a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, remember that fucking mermaid documentary?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, nobody's going to buy that. Come on.
Yeah.
You would be surprised.
I think you'd be surprised.
Yeah,
you would
true.
Be surprised.
I mean,
my dad, I literally had to argue to my dad and my sibling that they weren't fucking real.
Yeah, but honestly, if someone uses a documentary as their, like, staple of truth or, like, evidence, then they're, like...
And
like,
also,
come on, dude.
Look at the alien documentary shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, what is it?
The Hood and Fetish?
No. It's not a documentary, but it's something... It's because, like, YouTuber that I watch, she's, like, very fascinated with this type of stuff. It's... it's on the History Channel or something. It's like Ancient Aliens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you talking about Jenna Marbles?
I'm going to tell you guys right now, fuck the History Channel. Where's the history? I don't want to watch Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's true. Pawn Shop and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, the fuck?
Man, I don't care what you got in your auction. Give me the real history. Like what happened?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so this.
Go ahead. Big up.
This on a new great topic. Question. Is what this what? Is. Did you write this one?
No. Maybe.
What?
You wrote this one.
What? Yeah, I promise. Just, it's good.
Okay. The question is, are gay people gay?
Fascinating.
Great question.
It's supposed to be clickbaity as frick. Look, the point is like...
I can't click on it though.
That should be the photo.
Oh,
okay. Faces right there like this.
Title.
I'm like,
Okay, it's the idea that people are saying that either you develop to become gay, or you are gay.
Oh, like basically, like you start off like straight.
If you were born like that, like with that trait, or if you developed it as you grew up.
Yeah. Because there's people that still do believe that, you know, gay people do choose to be gay, and there's people that say, no, you're gay. Regardless, when you're born, you're born to be gay, or, you know, at the age of, you know, usually it's typically 5, that they like to say, either 5 or 3, that, you know, that's when you kind of, like, already kind of know.
I think it depends, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, like, some people... Like, they don't even have to be gay. Like, straight people, like, as kids, they're not interested.
Yeah.
Or there's some people who, right away, kids are interested in girls right away.
Yeah.
Like, I think it just depends.
Uh-huh. It all depends. Yeah. There's no general truth for, like, everyone like that.
Yeah, because, like, for me, I was interested in girls as a kid. Not in a sexual way, but, like, you know, I, like, have a crush on you way. Yeah. And then there was some kids who were like, oh, girls have cooties and all that.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm like,
yes, they do. Goes like, yeah, they do. Let's go over here, guys.
And I was,
yeah. We don't need no silly women.
Oh man.
Rigo was planting the seeds beforehand.
We're silly, huh?
That's what
Rigo was saying, right?
Yeah. Oh, Rigo was trying to plant the seeds in the other guy,
so give me
some gooch.
Oof.
So honestly, I don't know. I have no idea.
The thing is, I don't know either.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, when you. Okay, like, let's say when you're in that age, right, around that age, like you said, you know, some kids, they're not going to be even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to be like, oh, man, this guy, I really like this guy. Like, as in, like, you know, he helps me with all the problems and stuff like that. He makes me feel, like, comfortable who I am, you know. He helps me all the time when I'm low or whatever like that, like... They just really appreciate that guy, and they just truly love him. But the idea of, like, saying, like, oh, I like gays, or I like guys, I like penises and stuff like that, that idea usually does not come first.
Yeah.
It's usually the guy's personality.
But that's the thing.
Like, so for me, that came first.
But that's the thing, though. That's the thing I'm exactly saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Oh, really?
Is it developing to become gay?
Uh-huh.
Or are they gay?
Yeah.
Like Rigo said, for him, it was first... I like your fucking dick, nigga.
Oh, really?
That was the concerning thing, because I was really young when that happened. I was just
what I'm saying.
But no, like, is that true, Rigo? Like, you, when you first know that you're gay, you're just thinking about the guy's dick or, like, the guy's personality?
It's not even that.
I would think of it more in a sexual way more than anything. When I would see, like, when there was, like, scenes of, like, naked women, I'm just like, oh. That's what they look like. But then when the guy came in, I was like, oh.
How about like futanari, which is technically
women and
like, well, what do you think about that?
I feel like this is more in like the trans area.
No, it's not even that. It's not really trans.
It's not really trans.
Because it's first of all, it's fictional.
Yeah, it's fictional. Yeah,
so there was no transition.
Yeah,
it was already there.
Yeah, because that's like he said. Like, was it just like your attraction to like the genitalia,
uh-huh.
or is it like the whole
thing? The whole thing?
Oh yeah, because that's what I was wondering. Like, you know,
I'm just like, whoa,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Are you saying, Josh?
No, it's just like, that's the exact thing. That's the thing that I'm saying, like...
Wait, because... how do you know what that is?
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
All right.
You guys told me, like, you guys are the reason why I know it.
He's the reason why I know
it. Yeah, okay. for you guys don't know, Funatari is when, you know, like, an anime drawn... It's basically an anime, and a drawn girl with a penis. That's essentially it. Yep. There's also an argument that Funatari is more straight than straight porn.
Wait a minute.
Because it's both women.
Yeah, because it's two women, right? But yeah, secondly, it's two women, but just one of them has a penis.
That's gay.
No, but I'm saying because the whole argument is basically like a straight couple. It's a whole guy, you know?
Yeah, it's a whole guy.
Like, that's more gay than a girl with a dick.
Yeah.
It's only 25%.
The dick is still there, so it's gay.
Oh my god.
Order.
Yeah. No, we didn't say it's not. We said no, it's less.
That's gay.
Yeah.
I can see that argument working.
No, but I'm saying...
I can see that argument working, like, say, like, in a...
It worked for Ben.
Like, yeah, it's partially gay, so it's not that gay.
Got him.
And also, to further on that question, what do you guys think about Alan Turing, then? Do you know who Alan... Do you guys know who Alan Turing is?
No.
Who?
No. Have you guys seen a movie called The Imitation Game?
No.
You would love it. If you like... Yeah, I think you guys would love it. Basically, it's a true... Everything this is true, right? Basically, during World War II, when, you know, the Nazi and everything like that, the Nazi created a code, right?
The Enigma
code. Yeah. And it was impossible to crack down, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's this smart-ass guy named Alan Turing. He created a machine to decrack the code. And you know what that machine is called?
What?
The computer. He made the very first computer ever. Because originally, computers were made to crack down codes. Yeah. That's what it all is. It's to get codes and crack it down. But the thing about Alan Turing is, like, this is so sad. Like, he was gay. He was gay. But the thing is, back then in the UK, because he was born in, like, Great Britain or UK or whatever.
Was English.
Yeah, being gay is considered bad or even evil. So he takes medicine to suppress his like feelings like that. Yeah, and then he couldn't handle it. And then at the point, like, he committed suicide. Yeah.
Instead of hailing him as a hero, they condemned him. Like, yeah. After he, like, if it wasn't for him, the Germans would have had the upper hand.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, 100%, 100%.
Yeah. And they condemned them.
It's so.
Well, I don't know about now.
Probably by now they probably rewrote that wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but the fact is, like, it still happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys should watch that. It's a really good movie.
That's
pretty sad.
Yeah. I cry. Yeah. But the thing is,
a movie.
You want to still need to watch the movie?
Yeah. But the thing is, like, a lot of people also gave him shit because, like, he's like Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang Theory, yeah, where, like, sometimes he could be very, like,
not flamboyant,
but, like, he sounds like a smart ass, you know, like, he's very, but I mean, he is very smart, though. He was very smart. And then when he first made the machine and he first cracked down the code, he told his fellow, assistants,
uh-huh,
we cannot announce this yet to the public, because if we tell the, like, you know, the governor or whatever like that, the Nazis, they're gonna know right away. So they even have to keep down, they have to keep that on the down low. But the thing is, one of the assistant's brother was in war already,
mm-hmm,
and they were in combat. So if Alan Turing didn't tell the public about the machine, the assistant's brother is gonna die. 100%. He will die. And the assistant was like, he got so, like, mad. Oh yeah, this is all spoiler, by the way.
Oh, it's a movie.
Yeah. But I mean this is true, though. Like,
that's the thing, though. You have to take things with a grain of salt when it comes to movies that are based on true stories, because they're not, they kind of are loosely based on true stories.
That's true. But Alan Turing, though, is actually true. He did crack down.
Yeah, it's not to say that he didn't do that, but I'm saying, like, sometimes they add conflicts to make the story interesting.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, that's why they say it's based on a true story, and it's like, not, it's not. It is the true story of this person. That's why it's based on, because based, you could always loosely base it upon them, whatever.
That's why
they
Annabelle never killed anyone. She was just a doll that moved.
That got me fucking spooked.
Annabelle?
Like, the actual doll itself actually gives me spooks.
Yeah, I don't want... Dude, don't even talk about that. Don't even.
I legit will smack you.
No. The one that scares me the most is apparently that doll that, like, if you don't, respect it or anything, like, it'll curse you.
Yeah, let's not even talk about it.
Don't talk about it.
I'm getting spooked.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I've changed then. I used to get spooked just talking about it.
And no, I don't know. Something about dolls is creepy.
Yeah.
Especially like the glass.
I felt bad for my brother though. Because Robert, he was like scared. I think it was Robert that he was like scared of Chucky. Like the Chucky doll. So we had one.
That's what you fucking did to Junior too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And then that's we like we put too. It under the bed because he was sleeping on the floor and the bed was hovered off the floor. You put it under the bed so when he woke up, best reaction ever.
He screamed.
I was like, oh yeah. I woke up to the scream. I'm like,
yeah. It was like a sleep light.
Yeah.
How about what was your brother's reaction, Jimmy?
Oh, didn't you say he was like crying?
He was crying. Yeah, he was really young. He was so young that he had a race car bed.
Oh,
he was really young, and I felt really bad thinking about it now. But I remember we put it right next to him, so he was like sleeping like that.
Oh,
so
when
he had it right there, so right when he opened his eyes, it would be right there.
That happened something similar to me like that. I got like a panda like pillow pet. Or whatever.
Huh?
Yeah. And I woke up and I saw the panda looking straight at
and
me.
And it scared
me. And I was like, holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, like, especially like in the dark. Because that's why I love to close my closet. Because then I'll start picturing faces on there and I'll know it's not.
We're entering this, aren't we?
Okay. So, how about those socks, though?
Yeah.
You know? Wait, by the way, we're too deep in there. That's why when I turn off the lights in my room, I always have my eyes closed.
Really? Okay.
Jasmine has never noticed that, but every time we're in my room, like, and the lights are off, my eyes are closed. The entire time.
Really? I think you've, like, memorized
my
that.
Eyes are always closed.
I think she only didn't notice that because it was probably dark.
Yeah. Like, I do that because the fact is, I already know the layout of my house. So, when the lights turn off, my eyes, like, I close my eyes.
This might sound kind of sad, but I spend so much time alone that I don't mind being in the dark.
Yeah.
Because you're always afraid with you.
No, because like I'm comfortable being by myself. I know what's going on.
No, but the thing about the fear of the dark is not the dark itself, but it's what's in
the dark. No, but that's what I'm saying is that I'm not too scared of that. You know, I don't.
I sleep alone.
I'm not somebody who's.
I want to have Jimmy.
No, but then again, I spend a lot of time either. Like, if I'm in the dark, it's because I'm, like, either on my phone or playing.
Yeah.
So remember how I would, like, tell you guys how fucking scared I am when we were doing the voice calls?
Oh, yeah.
When we were back in, like, when we used Messenger.
Yeah, because, like, you heard shit?
I'd be like, the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah.
I would actually hear things. The thing that scared me the fucking most was, I told you guys the story already.
Okay.
I was in the living room. I was on the couch. It was dark. The light was coming in from the outside. All I hear was crying. And I would look outside and I didn't see anything.
That happened to me.
And it was the same constant cry.
That
like,
happened to me.
It sounded like the witch, but just like a little more toned down. I kept hearing crying and I would stop for an
hour. My mom legit told me like there was a story or something like that. But basically my grandma would tell my mom not to look outside. Like, whatever you do, don't look outside.
Oh, and I looked outside. Like, dumbass.
You fuckers.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. Well,
that fucking gave me chills.
I'm getting, like I feel it in my body.
Like, I'm feeling right
the thing here. That I could know, because what image that game you just did, is like, if I look outside, it's going to be standing right there.
Yeah. Like, the other thing that my grandma would tell my mom, I probably had to mess with her, but because there was like always urban legends where they were at, because they're literally in a mountain in a farm.
I feel like all the Mexican like stories is always like don't look outside.
Yeah.
Because like
never look, it's gonna look back at you.
I've told you guys this story. Like my dad, he would always hear like a horse.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And he would sleep like the bed next to my grandma. Mm-hmm. Oh, my great grandma. And she'd like wake up and be like, "Oh, you hear that? That's the devil's horse."
Mm-hmm.
And like that, he's like, "Man,
yeah,
like even if I had to take a piss, because you had to go outside to take a piss, he's like, I would just hold it."
Oh my
in.
God! Who's the piece of shit who brought this up? What the hell? What the hell?
I don't know.
You said about the Annabelle.
Oh,
that's
why
Annabelle didn't kill somebody.
Oh no, we were talking before that already. Like, scary stuff.
Yeah.
It was just the fact that we kept bringing more stuff to light.
Oh my god.
We're already here, so might as well. Sorry,
no,
guys.
No, but see, look, that's the thing. I don't. Like, I looked outside the window, but I didn't see.
That's the thing. It's probably a cat. Cats cry. Like when they cry, they sound like a human, and when they fight, they actually sound like.
Hey, when they fight, really loud.
Yeah, they are.
Like
yeah.
They spook me. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
You guys hear the mic when my cat starts fighting another cat?
Yeah.
Like it was probably a cat, but
not even opened my door.
That's the thing. Like the reason
my
why
was young, I shouldn't have done that.
The reason why, especially like like, I kind of thought, like, what my mom told me about her, my grandma thing, like, not to look outside.
No, but that's the thing,
because of a creepy pasta.
No, I'm saying, but what I heard was, like, it was, like, sniffling.
And I still went outside.
Yeah, I still went outside. I'm like,
I think hello? I think I heard that too. The sniffling.
Yeah, I heard sniffling. Everything. I was like, sniffling. I don't think a cat can replicate a human cry exactly like that. That's what scared me the most.
No, the thing about it,
I think it was talking to you guys at the same time. I'm like, yeah, guys, I hear something outside.
Yeah.
And it was going on for a straight hour because then I started talking to you guys again. Yeah. I got distracted. I took off my earphone. I'm like, I still fucking hear it.
No, see, I'm lucky because where I live. It's just people arguing.
Yeah.
So I'm glad. I'm like, you know, let them fucking argue. Or they're laughing or whatever. And like, the cool thing about my place is that it's all...
It's closed.
It's very closed, you know. You see,
that's for me. It's not. The front door, you can walk right in.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know why they don't lock it or have back doors, too.
No. Yeah.
Jeez.
For me, it's just always... I have the fear of not of people... But of the supernatural, I don't believe in that a whole lot.
But you believe.
But it's like I'm
a possibility.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Like people, like if it's someone that's gonna try to come into my house, one, there's a bunch of bars on my windows.
Yeah.
And two, I have like a you know the fire
place.
Yeah, I'll just grab that and I'll just beat the shit out of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But
you can't really beat a spirit or
you know what? Because like a creepypasta specifically, it was about a clown. That the kid would keep looking outside every time, and the clown would like
just get closer, and closer.
Like no, the clown would like be about a turn. He like you know he closes the window and he goes to sleep. Like it would be happening progressively until one time where the clown turned and looked at him, and the clown turned away, and then like the kid closed it. And he turned around the clown.
The clown was right there because he saw the reflection. Yeah. And he wasn't outside.
No, the clown was outside.
Oh,
but like, but the thing about it is like the clown like turns around, he goes into bed, and the clown's like sitting over there.
The thing about that is like,
you know what's scary? Oh, wait,
sorry. Go ahead.
No, the thing that scared me the most, the fear I have in my bed since I'm on the floor, like I always fear of like me waking up and I just see someone laying there too, right in front of me.
Yeah.
But the thing that scared me the most, I was just on YouTube and I was just like, okay, and I decided to just like look at the direction of the emptiness of the room. I just see a face coming for me. I'm like, oh fuck, and then it's just my cat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm just like fucking Xena, you scared the shit out of me.
That's why I always have a cat sleeping like when we're like inside.
Oh my god.